Is what you are eating making your brain age faster? Yes, says a new study from Brigham and Women's Hospital that suggests that saturated fats found in red meat and full-fat dairy products causes the brain to age more rapidly than other kinds of fat. The study says olive oil, avocado, and other monounsaturated fats seem to slow brain aging. Joining us live now to talk about it, Deborah Kotz, Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe. How are you doing, Deborah?
I'm doing great, Veronica.
So how did researchers come to these conclusions?
Well, you know, this was like many dietary studies that we hear about, this was a population study. So they were basically, what they did was they surveyed about a little more than 6,000 healthy women over the age of 65 to find out what kinds of fats they were eating, basically asking them what kinds of foods they were eating, and then they calculated what kinds of fats they were having from that. And then about 5 years later, they took cognitive functioning tests, and they found that the women who had high amounts of saturated fat had lower scores on memory tests and cognitive reasoning tests than the women who ate either little saturated fat. And the ones that had high amounts of monounsaturated fats, like the stuff found in olive oil, had really good scores on memory tests and reasoning.
As you said, the research appears to have centered on women, I assume because it was done by a women's hospital. But do the findings apply equally to both men and women?
Tough to say. It's a really good question. You know, when you do have studies that only involve women, then you really can only say, that, and really women over the age of 65, that the findings would only apply to them. I think there probably are other studies as well in men that are looking at the same thing. That said, they do seem to feel that there's a pretty good scientific basis for coming to these conclusions, because they know that saturated fats, and as well as trans fats, which are found in those partially hydrogenated oils, they can cause inflammation in the arteries. So they've linked that with heart disease risk, but they think that that same artery damage could also affect our brains. By the same token, they've found that monounsaturated fats don't seem to have those artery damaging effects and may even protect the arteries. So that could actually help us keep our brains younger. And they calculated it's about 6 or 7 years younger for the women in this study compared to their peers who were not eating as much olive oil and avocados and nuts.
Now, give us some examples of how we can make changes in our diet. I heard avocados and nuts and that kind of thing. But is it as simple as doing something like going from whole milk to skim, if that's what you have in your diet currently?
Absolutely. You know, it's those small dietary changes. You know, the researcher said to me, you don't need to completely swap out, you know, all the fat you're eating. And in fact, the total fat in the diet didn't seem to make a difference. So it wasn't about like switching to a no-fat diet. But yes, you're right. You know, if you're eating whole milk dairy products, if you've got, you know, switching from whole milk to skim milk, certainly we've heard that before, switching from butter to olive oil on bread, you know, sort of looking for ways to, when you're looking for fats in your diet, looking for, you know, salad dressings or cooking oils that have a higher amount of monounsaturated fat and a lower amount of saturated fat. A lot of these oils also have what's called polyunsaturated fats, just to confuse the picture a little bit. And what this research found is those are kind of neutral. They don't do a lot to really damage the brain, and they don't do a lot to really protect the brain. They're kind of have a null effect. So, you know, just in general, when you're looking at the kinds of fats you're eating, you can look at the labels, and they'll often break it down for you and tell you how much saturated fat is in something and how much monounsaturated fat and how much polyunsaturated fat.
All right. Thanks a lot, Deborah.
My pleasure.
Deborah Kotz, Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe.